Cape Cod residents, voting up to 92% for Biden. Grow worried over illegal immigration. By John Binder on September 18, 2023. Residents in Cape Cod, Massachusetts, which, in some regions, voted more than 90% for President Joe Biden, are growing worried over an increasing flow of illegal immigration to their picturesque East Coast communities. In recent weeks, local elected officials in Cape Cod as well as residents have voiced concerns to Governor Maura Healey, D., over the arrival of border crossers and illegal aliens from Haiti to their small coastal towns. According to the New York Times, social services in Cape Cod are being stressed and public schools are being overwhelmed. Most recently, officials in Cape Cod sent Healey a letter asking the state to stop resettling border crossers and illegal aliens in the Yarmouth Resort Motel, which they call a nuisance to the town. Exclusive, large group of migrants from many nations cross border into Arizona. PM guess RC equals. Data MACA resize equals false data MACA placeholder equals 1 data MACA SRC equals data MACA style equals background. Linear gradient RGBA 0, 0, 0, 0.65, RGBA 0, 0, 0, 0.65, URL. It's a fluid process with them day to day. They often neglect or forget to contact the local municipal officials. Town Administrator Robert Reitinger told NBC Boston. It's been brutal, quite frankly, in terms of a lot of vitriol that has been directed towards local officials, towards state officials, towards federal officials. And honestly, I think a lot of people are fearful. Watch, NYC Mayor Eric Adams, migrant crisis will destroy New York City. During a recent town meeting on the issue, Cape Cod residents voiced concerns over not knowing who exactly is coming to their community as well as all the associated costs with illegal immigration. We fear we're losing Cape Cod, a resident said, according to NBC Boston. Cape Cod is a special and beautiful place. It's not just a problem for our town. We need you guys to be working with the other towns to have a unified front on this. Meanwhile, Healey is not lobbying President Joe Biden's administration to stop the flow of border crossers and illegal aliens to Massachusetts. Instead, she is asking that those at the border be released into the nation's interior with work permits. The consequences of Biden's lax enforcement of federal immigration laws have only recently started to hit Massachusetts, which voted nearly 66% for the president over former President Trump in the 2020 election. In Cape Cod, some communities voted up to 92% for Biden, while communities such as Yarmouth voted 62-55% for Biden over Trump. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.